Listen, I'm so excited about this one because I've been a fan of this fan. He's Kaizer Chiefs' biggest fan. He's also a soccer fanatic because he's everywhere. And we know Sky's in Joburg doing cool things. And that is why he will be with Sky in studio, right? It's a Soweto derby this weekend. As we know, Kaizer Chiefs might lose, but we'll chat about that shortly. That's not what I want to tell you about. Yeah. But Papa Wawa, I want to just quickly give you an idea about who he is. He's somebody that's dedicated his life, his time, everything. His entire life has been dedicated to football, particularly Kaizer Chiefs like Sky, but he also uses the English language in the most beautiful, creative way. Mm-hmm. I love it. And there's a side to Papa Wawa I never knew. Turns out he's actually a math teacher by day.
What?
Derby, you know what is going to happen? We are going to defeat Orlando Pirates mathematically, to be specific, geometrically.
Yes,
we are going to defeat them according to the second theorem, which states that an angle subtended by a center at the arc is equal to times an angle subtended by the same arc at circumference.
Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. It wasn't the same hype as last night in terms of the Champions League, but Europa League, we had the business of Man United and Spurs doing the business in the Europa League. Last 16, both teams have qualified for the last 16.
Let's talk about Soweto Derby. It is the busy week and the dangerous. Let's not talk about foreign sports, man.
How? Hey, Papa, how are you here, Chief? How are you?
Alive and kicking, man. You know, bumping like a golf ball today.
Yeah, no, listen. Okay, can I sorry, guys. He just walked in here.
Take a
Can I carry on and reading other stuff here?
Please.
Just quickly, some important stuff. No, so I was saying, Man United and Spurs obviously through to the last 16 in the Europa League after winning their matches yesterday. We also had some...
Talking about Man United. It's derby, man. It's derby. Bringing the vibe, man. We are in South Africa, remember?
Okay, can I talk about this one, though? The Protea women's team, the under 19 World Cup.
They give you 3 seconds.
Yeah, they just qualified for the final. By the way, they've just beaten Australia. Is that fine?
No, perfect. 3 seconds.
Can I talk about rugby now? The Sharks will be playing this weekend. And
what time are we going to derby, man? Hey,
okay, guys. I think. The derby takeover has officially started on East Coast Radio. I guess this is when I say, for the East Coast Radio sports team, Papa Wawa is here. I'm Sky Shabalala, and we'll be chatting everything derby.
Coming up. East Coast Radio, this is Papa Wawa, the people's chairman.
On East Coast Breakfast.
Sanbonane Tekwini. East Coast Radio, I'm alive and kicking, bumping like a tennis ball on Friday.
After 7:30.
Make sure to start your day with Darren,
Sky, and Carmen.
As I join them to discuss all things Soweto Derby.
Coming up shortly.
Yeah, and I'm already in Joburg for the derby. It is the 182nd derby, guys. It's one of the. I was actually saying yesterday on the Betway Premiership show that it is in the top 10 in the world in terms of football derbies. So it's a big deal. And of course, I'm a Chiefs fan, and I'm in Joburg. I happen to know this guy by the name of Papa Wawa, who says he's the only person who's got fans, but he's also a fan because he's a super fan of Kaizer Chiefs. And he crashed my sports earlier, so I don't know if I should say welcome back or welcome to East Coast Radio, Papa.
No, thanks a lot, Mshingo. Thanks a lot for having me. It is such a pleasure, and thank you for making me feel at home.
Yes.
Aww. Yes, my leader.
Well, Papa Wawa, a big fan, and we have some kids that have sent questions, and we want you to, because I don't know, Papa Wawa, but you're also a teacher. And, you know, you've got an educational background. So we thought, let's get the kiddies to ask you some questions.
Oh, that's nice. That's so sweet of you. Bring it on.
Okay. My name is Kenyon. Who are you?
Okay, question one.
Who are you?
Oh, wow, what a question. As you know me as Papa Wawa, but my name is Venetius Mutsu, born in Limpopo. Outside Zanini, in a village called Ngwamitwa, Nkambako village. I've been born there and bred there, did my high school there up until I came to Pretoria to pursue my tertiary studies. By a profession, I'm working, practicing as a teacher. And sports, lots of people know me as Papa Wawa, Kaizer Chiefs fan. I live for Kaizer Chiefs. I live for sports. That's who I am. At home, we talk sport, we eat sport. But let's hope I don't face a Pep Guardiola scandal as well, because we eat soccer at home.
Here's another one.
My name is Luvar. I'm from Fred. How do you get into a car with a big hat? I just want to know.
Okay, so how do you get into a car with a big hat?
Oh, the big hat is always at the back of my car. So, you know, every time when I'm driving, I'm on the street, you hear people hooting at me. Sometimes I get scared and think maybe I'm not driving correctly. Can't you know they've recognized that the person driving here is Papa Wawa. So I don't wear it while I'm driving. It's always at the back there.
All right, Papa Wawa. The kids of KZN have many questions for you. La, here's another one.
My name is Dar Skypele. Papa Wawa, is Mama Wawa always angry with you a lot because you're always at the football?
Ooh. Oh, what a question. No, she doesn't have a choice because she knows that she cannot compete with Kaizer Chiefs and win. She knows the place. She knows the place. It's Kaizer Chiefs and the rest follow. So she understands that I love Kaizer Chiefs a lot. She's very supportive. Whenever I go to the stadium, they are always there. And if they are not there, they are with me in the spirit. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And it's just that thing that when I come back from stadium, it's like I'm coming back from work. They will ask, how was work? Do you understand? Aww. So to answer the question, she knows her sport. So she won't dare try to compete with Kaizer Chiefs, because the result will be otherwise.
Okay, kids, I hope you understand that Papa Wawa is unique individual. Any more questions, kids?
My name is Nunglebo Dlamini from Friday, and I would like to know, why is the Soweto Derby so important?
Look, Darren have said that this is the biggest derby in the country. But I think this is the biggest derby in Africa. Remember, it's Kaizer Chiefs, this is Orlando Pirates. Even Coach Nasreddin Nabi have said yesterday on the joint press conference of Betway Premiership, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates yesterday, that the players doesn't need motivation. They are motivated enough. Mm-hmm. And the head coach of Orlando Pirates, Jose Rivero, have said this is the biggest derby. And he has said whether it is a league game or a cup game, or we are playing for a sandwich. Unfortunately, cannot put Kaizer Chiefs and sandwich in the very same sentence. Unless he's talking about Orlando Pirates, because they are use of paying for sandwich, because this is the team which once won a cup in a training match.
Hey, I won't even ask which cup was that. Okay, thank you, kids of KZN. Now, Papa Wai, of course, joining us, Soweto Derby this weekend. We're going to talk everything Soweto Derby. But I just want to remind you about something, because one of the big things, right, you are a TikTok star, a social media star. Do you remember this?
When you see a Kaizer Chiefs fan, please hug us. We are going through a lot. We need perfume like a neighbor. We are breathing through the wound.
So that is, are you going to be breathing, or are we going to be still breathing through the wound come Saturday?
No, come Saturday, which is tomorrow, by the way. No, we are cruising nicely tomorrow. The clip which you are playing, it's there we are going through the rough patch as a Kaizer Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people saying we hardly see Papa Wawa on social media these days because Kaizer Chiefs is losing. Hey man, we've been in the ground through the worst day, through the dark days. So unfortunately, Papa Wawa is not a Holy Spirit. I'm not omnipresent. I'm not MTN everywhere you go. But look, we are still there in the street. We are still pushing. But I'm telling you, tomorrow is another day. Watch this space on the Pirates. We are coming.
We are watching the space, and we have Papa Wawa with us. Many questions to follow.
Darren, Sky and Carmen.
I just want to say, I'm sorry, guys. I should have packed you in my suitcase and taken you with, because Carmen is a proper fangirl. I know that with Papa Wawa. She sends me more clips about Papa Wawa than anything on TikTok. And Papa Wawa is here. Now we're going to talk everything. So it's a derby.
Sky, before you go there.
Yes. Can we just have, a question for you, Papa Wawa, from one of our listeners.
Hi, Papa Wawa. You are talking to the admin and the chairman of Pongola Branch, Orlando Pirates Pongola Branch. You know me on Facebook. I am Mark Gates, the Bucks, on our page on Facebook. Okay, I just want to ask you something, man. Have you made any promise to Mama Wawa? And I remember last time you said you will twerk the whole night if you lose. So did you make such a promise? Because, hey, man, you're gonna twerk.
No way, it's not this time around. Look, I know better now. I know better. It's been a year, but if I can tell you, my waist is still on recovery mode since that night. So hell no, I'm not going to make that that promise ever again. But what I can say is that if Kaizer Chiefs can lose against Orlando Pirates now, I'm going to drive by reverse from FNB Stadium all the way to Pretoria. That's the promise I'm making. But that one of checking, I know better now.
I feel that there's a lack of confidence in that kind of a statement. Papa Wawa, let me ask you a question. No, this is a genuine question. Papa Wawa, genuine, in your heart, what do you think will happen for South Africa first? John Steenhuisen will be president of South Africa, or Kaizer Chiefs will win the league?
Oh, Kaizer Chiefs has to win the league, man. John Steenhuisen being the president of South Africa. Hell will freeze first. Kaizer Chiefs to win the league.
Yeah, okay.
All day long.
And then, Papa Wawa, like I said, Ukamin is a big fan. She was going to ask you a question, but now she's scared. I'm going to ask you this question for you. Bathi Tina, we are... This is coming from two Sundowns fans, by the way. Mm-hmm. Bathi Tina, our claim to fame is breaking stadiums that were built for the 2010 World Cup. What's your thoughts on that?
Look, we are the biggest team in the land. And in Kaizer Chiefs, you have got different people.
Yeah.
You have got pastors, you have got drunkards, you have got this and this. But what I can tell you, we are the government of South African football. And we see people from Maraba start breaking stadium wearing Kaizer Chiefs fans shirts which they buy from Maraba start. That's not Kaizer Chiefs fans. And by the way, two of you, I invite you to come and watch the real game. Which is so interesting. You know, Sky, we are subjected to watching nonsense. A derby which play during the week, which compete with Kim Sam Scandal for views cover. Come to FNB and watch the real Soweto derby. Not the derby which is attended by 57 people in Lapaya at Atteridgeville. You play at the background of Atteridgeville police station, but you can't fit in. Come on, guys.
I thought I was the one with all the space. Papa Wawa, that's a lot. Okay, I have a question for you, speaking of the derby, right? Tickets are sold out as per usual, you know, because you get the weekend and we get the midweek, apparently. What is your score prediction?
My score prediction, we are going for clean sheet. Bruce Vuma have done a clean sheet in the past game. So we are going for clean sheet. Remember, you have mentioned something about sold out. We are used to that. That doesn't scare us. That doesn't amaze us. Remember, Kaizer Chiefs is the only team in South Africa that have three home ground. We have Pietermaritzburg Stadium. We have FNB Stadium.
Yeah.
We have Moses Mabhida Stadium. So we are used of these things of sold out. Remember, Ujeso Ati, Kaizer Chiefs must not play anything that doesn't have sold out in it.
Yeah. So final one for me, Papa Wawa, right?
Yes.
And because everyone's going to say, you had Papa Wawa, but what about a Pirates fan? So just to rub it in there, what message do you have for Pirates fans ahead of this weekend?
Look, it's in vain to give Orlando Pirates a message, because if I am to compare Orlando Pirates supporters to learners, I can say they are learners with specific needs.
Yeah.
Some of us who have eaten a book. Some of us who have eaten a book.
Come on,
we call them mild to mild learners. They are very slow, man. They won't get it. But what I can say is that, watch out. We are ruthless. Come tomorrow. We are going to show what we are made of. So, as our chairman Chincha Guluva has birthdayed a month ago, we are going to give him a birthday present. We have just 10:54 on the 7th of January. This is going to be a present for us. We are going to wrap it up in the first 45 minutes. I've said it before that the head of security, Turks Buchelezi, is going to have a busy day in the office trying to force Orlando Pirates fans to remain behind for 90 minutes. It is going to be the first day in the history of South African football for fans to be forced to watch their favorite team.
Yeah.
Because what we are going to do there at FNB, by the way, we don't play at Esgodini or whatsoever. We only play at FNB. Buena Vista. We are Kaiser Chiefs after all.
Papa Wawa, we got to go. Kaiser Chiefs super fan, Papa Wawa, you're a legend, live with us on the radio this morning ahead of the biggest derby of all time. And of course, you know what, Orlando Pirates, you have a right to reply. 061-792-9495. And I can't wait to hear what happens, win or lose. What does Papa Wawa say post-match? Sky Shabalala, make sure we have that. But listen.
Yeah, listen, I don't have derby tickets, but I do have some other tickets that I can give you this weekend. Common Ready Ticket Fairy, my wings are out. I'll tell you more in the next five.
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.